river is plunged beneath that flood. Blues on their guilty stains. Blues on their guilty stains. Blues on their guilty stains. Sinners plunged beneath that flood.
Disappearing glory is nigh. Sing in the lifeboat, sailor, sing evermore. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Pull for the shore, pull for the shore, sailor, pull for the shore. Heave not the rolling waves, but bend to the oar. Save in the lifeboat, sailor, think to self no more. Leave the poor old stranded wreck and pull for the shore. Leave the poor old stranded wreck and pull.
fight, keep on the firing line. If you win, my brother, surely you must fight, keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die a fighting, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service, he will find no place. Oh, keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line.
God will only use the soldier he can trust.
Keep on the firing line.
If you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must.
Keep on the firing line.
Life is but to labor for the Master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer.
Great you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, fight, brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. How we'll praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome we will all march in. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line.
We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join us in the fight. We're marching against Satan, and we're standing for what's right. We won't desert nor surrender. We are soldiers till we die. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Victory is our battle cry. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join our happy throng. We're blood-washed, born-again believers, and we sing a joyful song. King Jesus is our mighty captain, and it's him we shall obey. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, winning souls for Christ today. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join us in the fight. Though the enemy be all around us, we shall not be put to flight. By faith we know we have the victory, and no matter what the cost, we will fight to rescue hopeless sinners. Not a soul must ever be lost. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
All right, one more here and we'll get started.
Mary had a baby and that good news. Mary had a baby and that good news. Mary had a baby, he is the King of Glory. Mary had a baby and that good news. He will die to save us and that good news. He will die to save us and that good news. He will die to save us, honor the name of Jesus. He will die to save us and that good news. Who is the baby? Who is the babe of Bethlehem? He is the Savior. He comes to die for every man. He is called King Jesus, Everlasting Father, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Gentle Shepherd, Loving Prince of Peace. Mary had a baby, ain't that good news? Christ is soon returning, ain't that good news? Christ is soon returning, ain't that good news? Christ is soon returning, oh how my heart is yearning. Christ is soon returning, that's good news. Who is the baby? Who is the babe of Bethlehem? He is the Savior, he comes to die for every man. Mary had a baby, Jesus died to save us. He is soon returning, and that good news.
Amen, that is good news. Jesus saves. That's always the best news that anyone can hear, especially sinners lost and dead in their sins. And the saints of God, those that are born again by the Spirit of God, can always remember redemption in Christ Jesus and be encouraged for their walk and their life. All right. Well, listen, we have lots to talk about here today. And listening on Roku. Okay. Watch out for Nick Fuentes and all the Loyola Academy boys, our Jesuit coadjutor puppets. I don't know who Nick Fuentes is. Don't have a clue who that is. But this article that I'm going to cover today just expresses what I've told people was happening already for a long time. And what has been happening, what the Bible shows, I believe. And yesterday I had a good day in the house of God. We did a lot of, I preached in the morning. And preached on the true source of confidence out of the book of Joshua. So I don't know where that sermon is, but hopefully Andrew will get that on sometime. I don't know where that is exactly. And then in the afternoon, I covered the beginning of the fourth century and the rise of Antichrist, Constantine, and the change that took place in fourth century Christianity. And we talked about that, and wow, what an eye-opener that was, how amazing that was. And when you listen to that, I think it'll help you to understand what happened, when that change took place in churches, and when the rise of that Antichrist spirit happened. So I think that'll help you. And today, incidentally, I was poking my nose around, and this article comes up here. Let me say hi to everybody first. Pilgrim Lady was first, then Elijah Morgan, Mary Teresa, Joshua Burnham, Carl Winters, Joe McDonnell, and some guy that I can't even say his name. That's not even his real name. It's just a troll. Boy, do they like following me. They have so many different names they go by, don't they? Joey, hope you're doing well. Brandon Swanson. Brandon's going to come for a visit sometime soon. We'll have to take a new picture, Brandon, because I'm 40 pounds lighter. And you got to take that fat boy picture of me off of there, man. It's driving me crazy. Oh, that's funny. Oh. Ah, anyway. Big old fat head on me. Ah, that's funny. Anyway, Aaron Marshall. Becca. Oh. Jen Stewart, hope you're doing well. Good to have you on. Ross Duncan, how you doing, Brother Ross? Going good over there for you? Chain break. Victoria. All right. Zip Freer. Kelly. Hope you're doing good. Joel. Good to see you on here. And Clint. Glad you're doing well. All right. Well, good deal, everybody. And then Peter. All right, good to have everyone on here. And getting the numbers back up there a little bit. People know that this is the time I come on usually, so you can expect me on normally here from now until December 26th, the day after Christmas, which we don't celebrate, but the day after Christmas, I'll be hunting for one day. I think that's a Friday, but I can't remember, so I don't know for sure. But that day I'll be hunting, and then the day after New Year's Day. That too. Anyway. So, but it's good to be back and get back to that normal schedule there. Lord willing, I won't be too busy with anything else here coming up, but not a lot of outside preaching going on. Nobody's gathered anywhere. Can't find anybody. They shut everything down. Right? So, but anyway, we're back into a semi-normal schedule here and looking forward to the end of the year and starting a new one here. But the Lord is blessed greatly. And we rejoice in all that God has done for us. Yeah, it's tough to find any place. Nobody's gathered anywhere. It's just like everybody's afraid of everything. So, kind of crazy times right now in the history of our church. I don't think I've ever had a time where preaching was like this at any... Well, I know we haven't. It's just been really strange. So, it's just the way it goes right now in the world today. But it'll change. This will pass. They have to get back to partying, eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage and all that stuff. So that's all the normal progress of life that they'll have to get back to. Hey, you got to have government-sanctioned sin. You got to have drunkards and extortioners and sorcerers and all that. You get, man, you can't quit that forever. That's got to come back. Trafficking in the land has to come back. Oh, don't worry. That has to come back. It is cold. I woke up this morning freezing. It's cold. And when you lose weight, it gets even colder. Right? Gets even colder, man. I dropped 40 pounds and the temperature dropped like I'm freezing. But we'll see what happens here in the days to come. Victoria says her entire family is addicted to Netflix. That's too bad because people don't live. When they're addicted to movies and television and everything, they don't live. You know, they just really don't. They don't know what life is. So, but that's too bad. That's too bad. I feel bad for people like that, that become zombies. Maybe I'll talk about that on Wednesday. Maybe I'll leave that. I'll shelf that for now. Let me talk about all the COVID lockdown zombies. Hey, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll do that on Wednesday. COVID lockdown zombies. Boy, that sounds good, doesn't it? Won't that be fun? Won't that be fun? Do you think that'll help me win friends and influence people? I think so. I think so. All right, well, let's get to some scripture before we get into this. Now, the Bible has said a lot of things about the coming Antichrist. And I believe that, I know, Peter, I do. I need to talk about Kenneth Copeland. Maybe I'll save that for Friday's broadcast. You're right about that, Peter. I've got a lot that I want to talk about and a little different of an angle than what people have said about Kenneth Copeland. There's more that I want to say about him and that situation. So that's another one that I need to deal with. I've heard people say a lot, but I think there's some things that are missing that I'd like to talk about, a little different angle. But anyway, we'll save that for another broadcast too. And all that good stuff. I will cover that. I thought about doing that today, but I saw this, and this really piqued my interest. Given in the light of what I talked about yesterday with Constantine and the rise of Constantine to power and all those other things, the papacy and the beginning. I'm gonna put my position out there very, very clearly. And I want to put it out very clearly so everybody understands what it is, that I don't mince words here, that I'm being very clear here. I believe that Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of all harlots, I believe the scarlet harlot is Rome. Now, I believe there's more players than, it's broader than what people believe or understand. But I actually believe that Rome – I believe that Rome was that rise of the Antichrist. I believe that wholeheartedly. Okay? I believe that there's a lot of misconception out there today. There's this age-old battle for the last 100 years. And that battle is between, well, are the Jews in charge, or is the Pope in charge, or is Rome in charge? No, it's the Jews. It's the Jews. It's the Jews that run everything. Because what I see are the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the money men, and I come to the conclusion that the Jews are in charge. Well, that's because you're believing what you see and not what you read in the scriptures. Now, what I'm not saying is that there are no court jester Jews. I'm not saying there aren't any Kabbalistic Jews, very wealthy, that run the banking cartel, that run the financial institutes, that fund the wars. I never said any of that. You never heard me say that. What I said was there's some spirit that hovers over the top of them. And I believe it comes. I believe what Scripture tells me. Here's what the Jews said. When Pilate heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover. And about the sixth hour, he said unto the Jews, he saith unto the Jews, behold your king. But they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said to them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. They said they have no king but Caesar. Okay, the Bible talks about the time of the Gentiles. We are in that time right now. That's exactly where we are. Look at this. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. there is a time of the Gentiles. There is a fullness of the Gentiles. We are in that time right now. That's exactly where we are. We are in that time right now. They said, we have no king but Caesar. Who is Caesar? So, I'm going to ask you that question, and I'm going to wait for an answer. Who right now represents Caesar?
Singing I go along life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Singing I go along life's road, for Jesus has lifted my load. The trusting heart to Jesus clings, nor any ill forebodes. But at the cross of Calvary sings, praise God for lifted loads. Singing I go along life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Singing I go along life's road, for Jesus has lifted my load. The passing days bring many cares, fear not, I hear him say. And when my fears are turned to prayers, the burdens slip away. He tells me of my Father's love and never slumbering eye. My everlasting King above will all my needs supply. Singing I go along life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Singing I go along life's road, for Jesus has lifted my load. When to the throne of grace I flee, I find the promise true. The mighty arms upholding me will bear my burdens too. Singing I go along life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Singing I go along life's road, for Jesus has lifted my load. Singing I go along life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Singing I go along life's road, for Jesus has lifted my load.
All right, so Pontifex Maximus, right? Lisa said, and a few of you others said, the Pope. Now listen, some people may think, now I've got a theory, it's just a theory. What if the Black Pope and the White Pope are actually the same now? You have a Jesuit that is the Pope. Yes, the Pope rules over Trump. Of course he does. Why do you think Trump gave $4 billion to the Roman Catholic Church? Of course he does. The Masons opened up the coffers of the Masonic banking system, printed up $4 billion, and gave it to Rome. Just like they did when Adam Weishaupt was a Jesuit and started the Bavarian Illuminati, and he started it to fund Rome, or the Jesuit order, whichever you choose. See, I happen to think that this Jesuit Pope encompasses all of it. He's a Jesuit and he's the Pope. Never happened before. He who owns the gold makes the rules. Right? Think about that for a second. Think about the fact that this is the time of the Gentiles. The Jewish hierarchy had no king but Caesar. The first persecutors of the Lord's church was the Jews, and then it became the Roman hierarchy. The Roman government, the Caesars, Pontifex Maximus, the Caesars were the first punishers of the Christians. Then with Constantine and the rise of Constantine in the 4th century, open persecution stopped. The Donatists were still persecuted. Christianity became an established Roman Catholicism, became an established the established religion of the Roman Empire. Later, the Pope would be Pontifex Maximus. Caesar, the revived Roman Empire. Now, I've been saying this all along, and I've had people tell me, nope, it's the Jews. Well, they're part of it. But that guy, that organization, you know, Helena Blavatsky and others were afraid of the magic that the popes held. They're afraid of it. She was afraid of it. She was afraid of the magic of the popes that they had, the black magic that they had. Okay. So it says here, the article says, Pope joins Rothschilds and mega banks for inclusive capitalism. This is another term for socialism, communism, fascism, and every other ism. Or if you will, Jesuitism. The Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and all of them have been funding Rome for a long time. Pope Francis and the Vatican are doubling down on deep state push for globalism and technocracy. forming a highly controversial coalition for inclusive capitalism that brings together crony megabanks, big businesses, the United Nations, the Rothschilds, the banking dynasty, the Rothschild banking dynasty, the Rockefeller Foundation, and other key institutions of the global elite, critics blasted and mocked. Okay, let me show you something here. Let's see. Let me explain something to you a little bit here. All right? Let's look at this. Turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18. If I never looked at any other outside conspiratorial things, I have my Bible that tells me the answers to these things. Look what it says here. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Now stop here for a second. The merchants of the earth. Google, Amazon. All of these big multi-billion and trillion dollar merchants. People wonder, why do these merchants turn on us like this? Why do they do this and what do they do? Because they're working for somebody else. For that spirit of Antichrist. These merchants, they are the ones that hate the gospel. You got to understand, when we go out and preach, it's the merchants. It's the ones that make merchandise. It's all those people that hate us being in front of their stores. They hate us being in those areas. They hate us being around all those things. Because the love of money is the root of all evil. And it's about the money. So the merchants, so what is this article saying? The merchants, it's saying the merchants, the bankers, the nations, it's all right here. It's all right in front of us right here. All they're doing is telling you what Scripture says. It's all they're doing. Says here that brings together crony megabanks, big businesses, the United Nations, the Rothschild banking dynasty, the Rockefeller Foundation, and other key institutions of the global elite. The goal, according to the alliance, so they've made a pact. They've made a new world order. And it says it in here, so many words. The goal, according to the Alliance, is to evolve capitalism to become more inclusive and sustainable. This includes helping to achieve the widely criticized United Nations Agenda 2030, Sustainable Development Goals, that would usher in a technocratic system of global governance. What is that? What we find in Revelation 13 and 18, a complete worldwide spiritual, financial, and physical world government that runs and controls it all. And a spirit that hovers over it. That man of sin would rule and reign from. That's it. Prophecy fulfilled. In short, the New World Order agenda is getting a major boost from leaders of one of the world's major religions. Oh, really? Yeah, the guy that runs in charge of 2 billion Catholics. Right? What did he just do? All he did was reveal the real alliance. They're just not hiding it anymore. This isn't a new alliance. This alliance has been going on. This is not new. Now they're just so bold, they're telling you what they're doing. They're showing you that the Jesuits, the Masonic Order, the banking cartel, they're all on the same team. They're all on the same team. Like they're not hiding it. Right? They're not hiding what they're doing any longer. There's no reason for them to. They don't have to. The concept of inclusive capitalism, sometimes referred to as a stakeholder capitalism, represents a fusion of central planning and private property, very much along the lines of fascism or technocracy, as the new American has been highlighting for many years. Under Adolf Hitler's National Socialist regime, for instance, private owners were allowed to keep their enterprises and even continue earning a profit. However, the Nazi regime told them what to do. Well, that's always been that way. The Nazis were funded by the Ford Foundation. They were funded by the Rockefellers. They were funded by the Pope. The wars are funded by the bankers. The bankers are ran by the Pope. Under a true market, free market system, businesses seek to earn profit for their owners by best satisfying the needs and wants of customers. This ensures fair prices, high quality with inclusive capitalism. However, global elites and their technocratic administrators, very much including those in this new coalition, establish various other goals and objectives, including environmental, social, and so on. In short, inclusive capitalism is not actually capitalism. Well, of course it isn't. It isn't real. Capitalism, it's just a lie. It's kind of like when Rome says they believe in salvation by grace. Well, have them define what grace is. And it's works-based. It's not the grace that is taught in the Bible. It's not grace as is seen in the scriptures, as defined in the Word of God. Right? According to the press release about the new scheme, the Vatican partnership puts members of the group, some of the largest and most powerful economic actors on the planet, look at this, under the moral guidance of longtime critic of capitalism, Pope Francis, and the Vatican he leads. Okay. So, listen to this. What are they saying under the moral guidance of the Pope? They're saying that they put those businesses, their money, the environment, whatever the case may be, all of it is under the authority of the Pope. So what they're doing is they're showing you who's in charge. Anytime a president or anybody else goes over there and kisses the hand of the Pope or kneels down or kisses their hand or any of those things, right? Anytime they do that, they place their, if it's, I'll give you some examples here. Let's see. Let me find some examples. See if I can find the one I'm looking for here. Give me a second. You know, Billy Graham, the thing that he did, he took a Jesuit, he got a Jesuitical degree from the popes. Let me see if I can find what I'm looking for here. Anytime a world or a world leader or a preacher or anybody else has an audience with the Pope, What they are doing is stating that the Pope has spiritual authority over them, right? That's what they're stating. When they bow to him, when they have an audience with him, when they speak to him like that, when they have something like that, what they're doing is they're placing themselves under the authority of that pope. Spiritual authority. See, the pope believes he has two keys: temporal authority and spiritual authority. Okay? Like, let's see. Like George Bush said, awesome speech, Your Holiness. That is this is the awesome speech, Your Holiness one. The world leaders that go to meet. Everybody thinks, oh man, Putin's really dangerous fella. He does whatever he tells him to do. You understand that? He does whatever he tells him to do. Let me tell you a little story I learned today. Are you ready? All right, I want you to get ready for this. All right, so I'm going to play another song here, and I want you to get ready for this story because this is a cool one. But it goes along the lines of what I'm telling you. All right? So just listen to this song. It's short. It's not very long. And then I'm going to tell you this story, and you're going to understand a little better.
Saved by the blood of the crucified one, now ransomed from sin and a new work begun. Sing praise to the Father and praise to the Son. Saved by the blood of the crucified one. Saved, saved, my sins are all pardoned, my guilt is all gone. Saved, saved, I'm saved by the blood of the crucified one. Saved, 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 my sins are...
For real, though, doesn't he look like he eats people? He looks like Uncle Fester. Man, is that Pope scary. Whoa, where'd they pick that guy from? He looks like he just splits the heads open of children and eats them. Wow.
All forgiven, Christ is mine. I'm on my way to heaven. Once a guilty sinner, lost and done. Now a child of God, saved through his Son. Saved, I'm saved, through Christ my all in all. Saved, I'm saved, whatever may befall. He died upon the cross for me. He bore the awful penalty. And now I'm saved eternally. I'm saved, saved, saved by his power divine. Saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete. For I'm saved, saved, saved.
Amen. All right, so I got this story to tell you, all right? So listen to this. So this morning I had to go into my bank. And, you know, I had to go in there. And I wasn't planning on talking to anybody, but I couldn't get the app to work on my phone. All right? So when I went there, there was a lady there. And she helped me kind of get my app working and all that kind of stuff on my phone. She told me a story about, she saw that, you know, that that I was a pastor. And she told me a story about her great-grandfather. Her great-grandfather was a Russian Orthodox bishop. And he was a Russian Orthodox bishop over in the Ukraine. This would have been like 100 years ago. Well, while he was over there, he was on a train to Czechoslovakia. And on that train, he met an American Baptist missionary. And that man preached the gospel to that Russian Orthodox bishop. And that Russian Orthodox bishop was converted and was saved by the grace of God. Now, I believe that all these Orthodox people are under the Pope. Absolutely believe all of them are. Well, this man got saved. So then he goes back to the Ukraine and he starts a bunch of churches. The KJB's after him, the Russian Orthodox are after him. Basically, the Russian Orthodox caught this former bishop turned Baptist church planter, stuck him in a barrel with spikes in it, rolled it down the hill, and drowned him in the river. Now, I say all that to say this, that the KJB, the Russian Orthodox, Billy Graham, these presidents, all these people, answer to this hierarchy. This guy, no doubt, had this guy killed because this guy said no. And this guy said, that's not going to work. So this guy had this guy killed. Okay? Two perverted popes. Right? Reagan reestablished diplomatic ties with the Vatican. Right? Okay. So just so you understand, who's in charge? Right? Just so you know, the spirit that's over these people. And once these people go meet and have an audience with the Pope, they are placing themselves under the authority. If it's a ruler, it's the temporal authority. If it's a pastor, spiritual. Right? right? Look at, how about Osteen? Did he ever? Let's see if he ever met with the Pope. I don't know if he did or not. Yeah. How about these guys? How about Kenneth Copeland? Right? Kenneth Copeland. The Charismatics. All this guy died in a tragic motorcycle accident right after they set this meeting up with Kenneth Copeland. Right? See, look at that. That's what happened. Where they called the Reformation is over. The protest is over. Remember that? Tony the Tiger, remember that? Tony Palmer was his name. The Reformation is over. Right? Then you had Benny Hinn. I think it was Benny Hinn and Paula White were caught in the Vatican, or they were. Remember this? Mm-hmm. They were caught over there. So all the charismatics placed their ministry. Let's see. Their ministry under the Pope.
Protest.
See.
And I heard it from the Lord. But then I also know it now because of what I know. You're going to talk about tonight for a long time. Brother Tony, come on up, would you please? And Tony Palmer, some of you may know Tony. Tony and I go way back, but he's gonna be telling.
We go way back.
The story, I asked him to come give his testimony, and he's got a special message for us tonight. So would you welcome Tony Palmer to this platform? Bishop, thank you, sir.
Bless you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Forgive me this opportunity to spend a couple of moments introducing to you something really, really special and historic. Now, why is it historic? Because in 1999, the Roman Catholic Church and the Protestant Lutheran Church signed an agreement that brought an end to the protest. Luther believed that we were saved by grace through faith alone. Amen. But that's not it. The Catholic Church believed that we were saved by works And that was the protest. In 1999, they wrote this together, because in the Protestant church, we had a lot of cheap salvations. People were getting born again, but no fruit whatsoever.
Well, then they weren't getting born again, you dummy.
So what these two churches did, they put the two definitions together. Listen to it. I'm reading verbatim from the Catholic Vatican website. Justification means that Christ himself is our righteousness, in which we share through the Holy Spirit in accord with the will of the Father. Together we, Catholics and Protestants, Lutherans, believe and confess that by grace alone, in faith in Christ's saving works, and not because of any merit on our part, we are accepted by God and receive the Holy Spirit, who renews our hearts while equipping and calling us to good works. This brought an end to the protest of Luther.
Well, I'm glad. I just want to go on record to say that I'm not Lutheran, and I was never a part of that great big stinky slutty whore Rome. I was never a part of them.
And I'd like to pray this prayer. And if you agree, you can say amen. So that the world may believe.
Dear brothers and sisters, excuse me, because I speak in Italian, but I am not speaking English. But I will speak no Italian, no English, but halfly. È una lingua più semplice e più autentica. E questa lingua del cuore ha un amico, tuo fratello Tony Palmer. Siamo amici da anni.
So in other words, Kenneth Copeland has been friends with this guy for years. The Pope's been friends with this guy for years. So then, what really the deal is, right, is that they've all been working together for a long time to do what they've done. And that's exactly true. So there's the spiritual key, okay? All of these people are saying that the Pope has authority over my ministry. An economic system that is fair, trustworthy, and capable of addressing the most profound challenges facing humanity and our planet. Under the moral guidance of a longtime critic of capitalism, Pope Francis, and the Vatican he leads, Cardinal Turkson, who runs the Diocese for Promoting Integral Human Development, would serve as the Pope's emissary in guiding the new alliance. By joining let's back up. An economic system that is fair, trustworthy, and capable of addressing the most profound challenges facing humanity and our planet is urgently needed. Pope Francis, the first Jesuit pope and a fervent proponent of globalism, said in a statement, "By joining the alliance, members have taken up the challenge by seeking ways to make capitalism become a more inclusive instrument for integral human well-being," he added. Each year, the leaders of the organization and firms involved will meet with the Pope to advance the Council's mission. What is needed is a fundamental renewal of hearts and minds so the human person may always be placed at the center of social, cultural, economic life, said Francis. Look at this. Known as the Council for Inclusive Capitalism with the Vatican, leaders involved with the alliance come from organizations claiming to represent more than $10.5 trillion under management, $2.1 trillion in market capitalization, 200 million workers and offices spread across 163 countries. This is worldwide control. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Worldwide control. Listen to what's promoted by the Pope. In all, there are 27 guardians of inclusive capitalism so far. The list includes more than a few that have long promoted homosexuality, transgenderism, abortion, race mongering, and other sins completely at odds with Catholic teachings and biblical morality. Among them, leaders of the UN, Visa, Bank of America, Johnson & Johnson, BP, MasterCard, Salesforce, the State of California, the Ford Foundation, and the Rockefeller Foundation. You see how this works? These are all the merchants of the earth gathered together. All of these. All of them coming together under one banner. To run the world's economic, mixed with the Pope in Rome. So you have the religious, you have the temporal, you have the financial, and you have nations that have come together. It was not immediately clear whether the organizations and institutions involved would quit funding and promoting abortion, sodomy, gender confusion, and other issues now that they are under the moral guidance of the Vatican. One thing they all agreed to do, however, was fight against the gas of life, also known as carbon dioxide, which some governments-funded scientists claim causes climate change. So basically, in other words, these organizations are being gathered together from the Pope and the Vatican not to put down sin and wickedness, but they're groups that represent homosexuality, transgenderism, perversion, abortion. All of it. So you have these organizations that are already infiltrated. The Bible foretold of these times that would come. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Oops. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. It's the coming apostasy. Second Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. That's the Pope. So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Then you look at Revelation chapter 13. There's a beast that rises up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Power, seat, great authority. Worship. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, signs and wonders, miracles. Here's where the merchants of the earth come in. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. Okay. Also at the helm of the scheme, alongside Francis, is Lynn Forrester, de Rothschild, a member of the ultra-wealthy banking dynasty who serves as the managing partner of Inclusive Capital Partners. To get a sense of the family's influence, consider that the Rothschild banking dynasty funded totalitarian George Soros early on through the Banque Privée in Geneva, Switzerland. So think about that. You have the world bankers, you've got Rothschilds, you've got Soros, you've got these billionaires. Funding. Working together and funding the entire operation. So you have a mixture of the Jesuit order mixed with the Masonic order. According to historians and Rothschild apologist Neil Ferguson, the massive power goes back centuries. The Rothschilds had decided the outcome of the Napoleonic Wars by putting their financial weight behind Britain. Right, and the Jesuits also used Napoleon to get what they wanted. Deep history involved here. Goes way back. Due to their massive wealth extracted from humanity via the banking system, many critics consider the Rothschild family to be the ultimate modern-day example of money changers, as recounted in the Bible, and outraged Jesus Christ chased money changers out of the Jewish temple. Yes, they did. The Jesuits did create the 33 high degrees of Masonry. They created all of it, pretty much. It goes way back. The council will follow the warning from Pope Francis to listen to the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor and answer society's demands for a more equitable and sustainable model of growth. Rothschild said about the new scheme, claiming capitalism has left too many people behind, led to degradation of our planet, and is not widely trusted in society. Actually, what they want to do is steal from poor people, make richer people richer, and destroy what's left of a middle class. So there are only extremely rich and extremely poor. That's what they want to do. That's their goal. The warning from Pope Francis. See, the only reason why bankers would do that is because it's going to make them money. That's why they'd do that. Among the schemes of the new Rothschild Francis Megabank CEO UN Coalition, will be the pursuit not just of equality of opportunity, but equitable outcomes. The council's website explains, of course, aside from equality under the law, which has long been established in the United States and other Western nations, free people can never be equal, and equal people can never be free. Despite being among the most unequal systems on earth, with the Communist Party bosses living large while the proletariat starves, equality of outcome has long been a rallying cry of mass murdering communist dictators everywhere. Ironically, societies with the highest level of economic freedom also rank among the most equal. They also have by far the cleanest environments and the lowest levels of poverty. See, this is how you know these people are witches. Because they tell you one thing. They tell you one thing oh, this is what we want to do, like the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act. Oh, we just want to give people, we want to be patriots and we want to protect you from the Muslims. So what are we going to do? We're going to frisk you at the airport. Take pictures of your body at the airport and we're going to frisk you down and we're going to make you stand in line and we're going to nuke you at the airport. With x-rays or whatever those machines are, right? That's the Patriot Act. We're going to take your liberty away. We're going to suspend constitutional rights to help you. What is that? That's witchcraft. They're doing the complete opposite, but they tell you what they tell you that they're helping you. Members of the new council pledged to support goals such as environmental sustainability and gender equality, too. While the terms sound nice when used by globalists in the UN and other institutions, sustainable development is a term used to conceal a radical agenda that seeks to undermine private property rights. Gender equality, meanwhile, is a term frequently used to promote feminism, abortion, a war on the nuclear family, an assault on the value of motherhood, a blurring of gender, and gender norms. See, all those things that they do, when they say that, they're really doing the opposite. They're actually assaulting the family. Gender equality means we're going to erase genders. Why do they want to do that? Well, because well, see, they want to do that because this is the god of androgyny. And this is what they want to create. They want a society of neither male nor female. Androgyny. Baphomet. A satanic order. A satanic disorder. That's the reason they're doing it. They want to discourage having babies. They hate the nuclear family, the traditional Christian family. They hate children. They want to be a part of depopulating the world. That's what they want. They mean the opposite of what they say. They hate babies. They hate children. Members of the new council pledged to support goals such as environmental sustainability and gender equality. Of course, the Rothschilds' push to reform so-called capitalism is not new. In 2014, the New American Magazine exposed a Rothschild-sponsored inclusive capitalism summit in London that was aimed at peddling globalism and shredding what remained of the free enterprise system under the guise of helping mankind. The Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation, which have been promoting the agenda for years, were listed as supporting organizations. Attendees and speakers included Prince Charles, then International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde, U.S. President Bill Clinton, then Bank of England boss Mark Carney, former U.S. Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, and more. Also in attendance, pension fund bosses, big business CEOs, and other top figures representing an estimated one-third of the world's investable wealth. So what are they? The merchants of the earth. The merchants of the earth, the money changers, the religious leaders, the spiritual leaders, and the nations, all coming together, all designed, for a one world government. See, you have to understand something. The whole goal of this is to destroy all individuality. You're not allowed to have a difference of opinion. You're not allowed to have independence. You must be part of the collective. You've got to be part of the collective. Right? Attendees and speakers, look at who they were. They were all the New World Order people. One of the keynote speakers at the summit was Lagarde, at the time serving as the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, an organization which for decades has extracted wealth from the third world to enrich the establishment while imposing failed crony capitalist regimes on victim nations. Quoting Karl Marx, and with no trace of irony in her voice, Lagarde said, "Capitalism carries the seeds of its own destruction." See that? After quoting the genocidal maniac Marx, whose poetry quoted in the book of Marx and Satan reveals his fanatical hatred for God and his self-proclaimed affinity for Satan, Lagarde quoted Pope Francis as saying that inequality is the root of social evil. Well, if the Pope believed in inequality, why would he sit on a golden throne and be worth billions of dollars? Why doesn't he give it to everybody else so he doesn't have billions of dollars? Why does he have a wall around the Vatican? Why does he have all those things? I'll tell you why. Because he's a witch. And like people like Beth Moore, what he says, he's really doing the opposite. That's why. That's who they are. The new Vatican push comes as the World Economic Forum, the IMF, the UN, and the British monarchy peddle what they call the Great Reset. Every country and every industry must be transformed as part of the scheme. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism, said Schwab, whose organization is also openly promoting the totalitarian idea that by 2030 you'll own nothing. Critics ridiculed and blasted the new scheme. Riding at big league politics, for example, popular conservative analyst Shane Trejo said the Vatican was helping to rebrand corporate globalism. Pope Francis, who has allegedly protected known pedophiles as pontiff, is playing a key role in the destruction of the West. Well, of course he is. So, here's another thing. You have child trafficking that's connected to all these big major corporations, and they're connected to the bankers, and they're connected to the Vatican, and then they're connected to the Treasury, the IRS, who bailed out Roman Catholicism at the tune of $4 billion to bail them out of their sexual misconduct molestation charges and gave it all the money to the Catholic Church. And then you have Kamala Harris, who would not allow the lawsuits to go forward against the Catholic bishops in California and was rewarded for that. Start to see the picture? By the way, what were the Caesars, speaking of the child things that we just talked about, what were the Caesars in Rome known for?
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall.
When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so.
When I am sad, he makes me glad. My friend,
Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in trials far.
I go to him for blessings, and he gives them more and more. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He sends the harvest, gold and grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest of grain. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now, I'll trust him when life's fleeting day shall end.
Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life. Eternal life, eternal joy, he's my friend.
Exactly right, children. So you have these... You have these top level Satanists, Luciferians. The light of the lodge is Lucifer. We know that. You have the Pope sitting on Lucifer's throne. Okay? You have these top corporations. So you have all these groups come together. Just like the Caesars that ruled and did what they did. And then you have El Papa there in Rome. All coming together. They're the same. The new Vatican push comes as the World Economic Forum talks about the Great Reset. Critics ridiculed and blasted the new scheme, writing at Big League Politics. For example, popular conservative analysts, oh, we talked about him, speaking on Glenn Beck's show. Meanwhile, the Heartland Institute, Justin Haskins, lambasted stakeholder capitalism as a tool for global elites to shut down small businesses and consolidate total power. Only the most woke crony corporations will survive, he added, saying that this was simply another mechanism for power-hungry special interests. Yeah, well, that's what this whole thing is, to kill businesses off. COVID, to kill local businesses and destroy them. Leading Catholic thinkers in America have also expressed outrage. First, they infiltrated the church and redefined Catholicism. Well, actually, they haven't. You see, there's two. There's the secret doctrine and the revealed doctrine of Rome. The secret doctrine has always been worldwide domination, bunch of perverts, sexual molestation, wickedness in high places. That's always been their doctrine. Ever since old Constantine. Anyway, now they're infiltrating capitalism, redefining it along with globalist communist lines. I don't agree with that. Numerous prominent Catholic voices have been questioned the legitimacy of Francis's papacy. In fact, the New American Magazine senior editor William Jasper, a Catholic, pointed out in 2017 a powerful group of Catholics asked President Trump to launch an investigation whether the Obama administration, Soros, and other forces were involved in orchestrating a coup against Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Yeah. Right. Like any of those people could stop Benedict. Global push to finish off what remains of the free market should alarm every sensible person. Yep, well, it does alarm us, but we understand who they're all working for. Right? They're all the same on top, kids. All the same. All Luciferian on top. That's who they are. Scripture foretold about it. All right, everybody. I'm done for now. Anybody got anything they want to say? Say hi. If you haven't checked in a while, or if it's your first time listening or anything else, why don't you say hi or do something here? Maybe some of you, if you want to say something that you haven't been on here for a while, any of that, give you a chance here. I'll play another song for you. How about that? Oh, we play another one for you here. Let's see. Let me find one here. Let's see.
I am thinking today of that beautiful land I shall reach when the sun goeth down. When through wonderful grace by my Savior I stand, will there be many stars in my crown? Will there be any stars in my crown when at evening the sun goeth down? When I wake with the blessed in the mansions of rest, will there be any stars in my crown? The strength of the Lord.
on, let me labor and pray. Let me watch as a winner of souls. That bright stars may be mine in the glorious day, when His praise like the sea billows. Will there be any stars in my crown, when at evening the sun goeth down? When I wake with the blessed in the mansions of rest, will there be any stars in my crown?
About Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is a Temple Mormon, number one, so that's all you need to know. End of story there. I don't care what else he's connected with. He's a Mormon, so that's done. You can just throw that out. Let's see. By the way, so is the head of the Republican National Convention, the head of the Republican Party in Rhonda is the niece to Mitt Romney, who is a Temple Mormon as well. So there you go. They are Masons. They are bought and paid for already. Okay, let's see. What did anybody else say? Hi, Danielle. Hope you're doing well. Let's see. Juan Gomez, thanks for checking in. Carrie, thanks for checking in. All right, let's see. Just Jeannie, hope you're doing good. Ihor, hope things are going well for you. Alex, good to see you. All right, good. Let's see if I missed anybody here. All right. Anyway, all right. Well, listen, pray for us. Pray for our ministry. Pray that the Lord would continue to bless us and meet our needs. Pray about giving. If the Lord would have you give something towards our ministry, you can give to our ministry right up here on our sermon audio page. You can click on give, and you can send something PayPal, or you can mail us something. Thanks for all those who have given and those who have mailed something to us to be a blessing to us. I'm very grateful for that. And, you know, just keep praying for us and all that the Lord has us to do. Out here, I look forward to bringing some more broadcasts to you here this week and looking forward to all that the Lord has for us. I did not shoot another deer. One of my men gave me one that they shot, and I'm got to finish cleaning that up tonight. But I've got two more times to go out, December 26th and the 27th, and also, which will be one day because one's a Sunday, but and also January 2nd and 3rd. So anyway, I appreciate your prayers about that. I appreciate your thoughts about us and everything like that as well. And keep praying for my wife, as you know, a little over a month, sometime in between there. We got a baby coming, so we are very grateful for that. And you just pray that the Lord would continue to bless us and meet our needs there. So Zip Freer, thanks for checking in. Appreciate your comments and all of that. And yep, another baby coming. I appreciate that, Dick Nixon. If the Lord leads you to do that, I appreciate that. We are grateful for whatever the Lord leads anybody to do to help us with what we do. And I have changed a lot and devoted a lot as far as time goes to these, to broadcasts and to, you know, about 6 hours a week worth of broadcast is my normal schedule, which I'm getting back to. And, you know, I like to invest as much time as I can into the ministry and not be focused on anything else. So it's a blessing that the Lord provides that way. And we're very grateful for all that the Lord leads folks to do. If you need to contact me, you can contact me at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. That's salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com. And I try to get back to you. I don't always get back right away. And it's not because I'm mad at anybody or I don't care about you or anything like that. It's because it gets busy and crazy sometimes with everything. And people sometimes send me stuff and they expect me to like, they'll like, okay, somebody on Messenger will send me a picture of their child and they expect me to comment on it. And I'm like, and if I don't comment on it, I'm just a jerk. And I'm like, well, I don't even know who these people are. You have to understand, like, you all know me in the sense because you watch me all the time. You listen, but like, I don't know you like that well. And I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's just that, like, if I commented on everything everybody sent me, I'd get nothing done at all. So, you know, Pastor Hoggard said it best when I talked to him about it. He said, you know, I can either be your best friend or I could be a preacher that tries to produce as much of the truth for you out there and bring it out to you in that sense, bring the Bible truths out to you and produce as many materials as I can and have limited contact in that sense. Or I can focus on trying to respond to everybody all the time and all those things. So, you know, but anyway, I want to be better about getting back to people too. I can do a little better with that, but, I'll try to work on that as well, as best I can, but that's really, you know, kind of the way it is. All right. Anyway, I got to get out of here. I got to go walk and pray and go home and finish cutting up a deer. I got two legs of a deer to cut up. So got to get that done. Share this broadcast with everybody you know. All right. And let's get the truth out there to as many people as we can. And I look forward to it, to being back with you here on Wednesday. So God bless y'all. Take care, everybody. Lord willing.